Listener Production.
Hi, and welcome to Wide Bay Burnett Local News. It's Courtney Thomas with you. Just taking a look at the weather. Possible shower reaching a top of 22 degrees in Bundy today, while mostly sunny and 22 for the Fraser Coast. Here's a look at what we're covering Friday, August 12. Updates in search for missing man. Businesses on alert with counterfeit cash circulating. And education ministers meet to discuss teacher shortages. First, police coordinating the search for missing Imbul man Tassie Carey have released a picture of the day he was last seen in an effort to appeal to the public for further information. The 22-year-old has not made contact with anyone since around 4 a.m. on August 5. Cops have posted an image of him at a Forest Glen servo on the My Police website. Anyone with information is urged to contact police immediately. Officers launched an extensive search operation on Monday after locating his car, but the search has so far failed to locate any sign of him. Meantime, police are urging local businesses to check the accuracy of notes due to a number of counterfeit currency reports in Hervey Bay recently. Earlier this month, the business located two counterfeit $50 notes, which were used to pay for food and fuel. Officers are reminding us the use or making of counterfeit currency is a crime, and those caught using or making cash could face several charges and even imprisonment. Anyone with information on fake cash is urged to get in touch with authorities. Australia's education ministers will today come together to try and address the teacher shortage affecting Queensland as well as the rest of the country. It's estimated there'll be a shortfall of up to 5,000 secondary teachers through to 2025, with burnout and a lack of respect cited as two of the main reasons for staff resignation. Queensland Teacher Union President Cresta Richardson says the roundtable is a good start, but there's no quick fix.
You know, you don't produce a teacher overnight, you know, so we really need to think about ways that we can get appropriately qualified teachers into the system and how we can support them and keep them in the system.
And Cancer Council's Daffodil Day will be held August 25, aiming to fundraise crucial funds to support cancer research. Queensland spokesperson Megan Bush says they're hoping to raise $300,000.
It's a really easy way to get involved, where you can either donate, fundraise or volunteer. And if you visit daffodilday.com.au, or if you call us on 1300 65 65 85.
Now to what's happening in sport. And our Wide Bay All-Star squad have started training ahead of the Brisbane Roar coming to town. The Pros will stop off in Hervey Bay for a pre-season training camp and an exhibition match against our best locals on August 27. Coach of the Wide Bay squad, Alec Wilson, says in the last two matches against the Roar, our boys have held their own.
We've got players in that, you know, I think can represent our community to the best, and definitely we want to turn up.
Staying with soccer, and Bundy's Across the Waves FC have a lot of work to do tomorrow in the FQPL Champions League qualifier 2. In their first match against Rockhampton Frenchville, they lost 2-1, which means tomorrow night they need to win by more than a goal to move on to face Cairns when the North and Central Conferences meet. And that's all for this episode of Wide Bay Burnett Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to cover, send us a message at southqldlocalnews@sca.com.au.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.